welcome to today's episode of the Run to the Top Extra Kick Daily Podcast. I am your host, one of the coaches here at Runners Connect, Hayley Munn, and it's great to chat to you guys today. I hope you're all having a fabulous week, whatever you've been up to. I hope your running is going well and you're free from injury. So that leads me on to what I want to talk to you about today, and that is, how can I safely increase my mileage? Now, that was a question I got from one of the athletes that I've recently started coaching. The athlete in question just struggled to get past around 20 miles a week. She thought that improving this and building her mileage a little would really lead to increased performance, but she just couldn't get there, whether it was because she got niggles or she just found it hard to keep up the quality of training when she increased the mileage. She was just struggling with that. So I gave her some tips on how to safely increase her mileage, and I'm going to share those with you just in case that's an issue that you're having. Firstly, you need to think about why you're trying to build mileage and whether it will actually be something that will help you. In her case, she had quite a lot of time to train. She had been running the same mileage for a long time and her mileage was generally quite low, and she wanted to move towards the longer distances, so it made sense. But it doesn't actually make sense for everyone. Increasing mileage is a way that runners can improve their endurance and performance, and it has been shown that in general the runners who run more mileage are faster, but that's a really loose association. And whilst that may hold true for a really large group of runners, it's not necessarily true for the individual. And whether it's the case or not, it still needs to be done safely and gradually. And you don't need to go there until you need to go there. If you're still improving with your current mileage, then why bump it up at all in the moment? If your weakness isn't your endurance, you might be better placed to put your focus elsewhere. Strength, speed, technique with form drills, that sort of thing. There are plenty of opportunities for improvement, and it doesn't have to be increasing mileage. If you're an injury-prone runner, it's probably not a good idea until you've spent some time building strength and getting your body into a better place. And then if you're already running high mileage, so 60 miles per week or more, I'd say, ask yourself if you really need to do more. And for example, would you be better placed in addressing another area of your training? So it's all about looking for holes in your training. So if you think about increasing mileage, but you're not actually doing any tempo runs, or you're not doing any race pace work and you've got a race coming up, then those are perhaps areas to look at first. However, if you do decide that to improve, adding some mileage would really help you, there are some ways that you can go about it in a way that is safer and prevents, at least reduces the risk of injury. So firstly, look at the paces you're running. You likely need to slow your easy runs way down. They should feel totally easy. Doing easy runs too fast is a common reason why it's hard to build up distance. When I was a younger runner, I heard of elites doing like 90 to 100 miles a week. And I thought, how do they do that? I am really pretty tired on 50 to 60 miles a week. And I wanted to go to the marathon, so I knew it'd be beneficial for me to do more mileage. I was already following a really solid training program. But when I thought about it, I was actually doing all my easy runs like a minute slower than my marathon pace. Whereas I'd noticed a lot of elites were actually doing easy runs 1.5 to 2 minutes slower than marathon pace. When I slowed my easy runs down just a little, I actually found it a lot easier to increase the mileage. If your easy runs aren't like a minute and a half or more slower than your race pace, then that could be an area to start looking at. Most importantly, they should feel really easy and they shouldn't leave you fatigued. And following on from that, paces for your workouts, if they're too hard, that's going to leave you needing a lot of recovery and take away the opportunities in your week for building the mileage. You shouldn't be going to the well in every workout. You should finish all workouts feeling like you've got another rep or two left in the tank if you had absolutely had to. or if it's a tempo run or a cut down run, another mile or two left in the tank. And, you know, when you're building mileage, you might even want to go further there and finish a lot of your workouts feeling pretty okay. And yeah, that brings me to my next point, in that if you are struggling to build the mileage and you are a little injury prone, you should try decreasing the intensity of your training whilst you're trying to build up the mileage. Your body can't do everything at once, so you don't want to be smashing out super hard sessions while you're also building up the mileage. That's why we periodize training. If you're doing two super intense speed workouts a week, your body isn't going to have the capacity to build extra mileage. You can maintain speed really well with just doing some strides or some short hill sprints. So whilst you're building the mileage, consider getting your speed from those sorts of things rather than trying to squeeze two hard speed workouts in your week. Hard speed workouts require a lot of time to recover from, which means they need one or two very easy or rest days afterwards. This leaves little time for spreading out the mileage throughout the week and building it safely. Consider just doing one harder workout per week whilst you're building the mileage. And for that workout, why not try longer threshold type workouts, which are less stressful on the body if you do them at the right pace. That is, doing them controlled and not pushing yourself past that comfortably hard stage in those workouts. They also contribute to your ability to run fast for a longer period of time by improving your lactate threshold. Because you do quite a lot of volume in those workouts, they actually help to boost up the overall volume of your week, which can be helpful when you're thinking of ways to boost your mileage. So replacing super intense speed work with just one tempo type workout and one or two days of strides is a great idea whilst you're building up that mileage. And it goes without saying that building gradually is really important. You should only change one stimulus at a time. I know I've talked about running pace before, but definitely don't try to increase your running pace whilst you're building the mileage, and definitely don't add in something else at the same time. So if you're looking to build your mileage, don't also add in cross training or more strength work while you're increasing that distance. The 10% rule you might have heard thrown about, so no more than 10% increase in mileage each week, doesn't necessarily work for everyone. And it's about trial and error. And if you don't know what sort of increase in mileage your body can take, I would err on the side of caution and just add like a really small amount to one or two runs per week, you know, just really gradual. And I'd always incorporate down weeks. And that means every third or fourth week, I'd drop the mileage for the week and make that a significant drop. And don't then add in a hard workout that week. That should be an easy week where your body is recovering, it's absorbing the work of previous weeks, allowing you to build to a higher level after that down week. So finally, you want your body to be in the right place to increase the mileage. And by that, I mean, if you're struggling with stress at work or home, you're not eating well, you're not sleeping well, you are not in the right place to increase your mileage. You want to make sure you aren't experiencing significant stress in your life at the same time that you're trying to build up that mileage. You also want to make sure you're supporting your body with the correct foods, especially pre and post training. Your body will look after you if you look after it. I'd actually recommend avoiding fasted training temporarily if that's something you do whilst you're building the mileage. And especially important to eat post training. It's much more important to be supporting your body with enough calories than it is to be experimenting with any new type of diet or any sort of fasted training whilst you're building the mileage. Make your priority supporting your body in the training that it's doing. Equally prioritize sleep and recovery. Poor sleep puts runners at increased risk of injury and illness, which is not something that you want when your body's already going to be a little taxed by the increase in mileage. Support your body with appropriate strength work. If you weren't doing strength work before, it's not really the right time to add it in. But if you've been sporadically doing strength work before, then now is the time to make it more of a routine. But do make sure those strength work sessions are supporting your added mileage rather than being super fatiguing or making your legs super sore. Strength work should always be about supporting the mileage rather than making you crazy tired or being an end in itself if you're serious about increasing the mileage and improving performance, if that's your priority. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you found that interesting, and I hope it gave you some insight into why you might be struggling to increase your mileage and some tips on how you can do so whilst reducing your risk of niggles or feeling super fatigued. Or yeah, just sometimes it's even just a mental block in increasing that mileage, but you can do it if you incorporate the tips that I suggested there. great chatting to you guys. Have a lovely day today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.